servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, sent by God to the world with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. There are no others, none whatsoever, just that one. We're teaching from 2 Timothy chapter 2 tonight. Bob Gartner will be reading the verses, and I'll be commenting as the Spirit of God leads me to do so. It's a very interesting chapter. A lot of strong things in it. Good instructions to the body of Christ. Amen? So, Brother Bob, would you want to start with verse 1, chapter 2 of the second epistle of Timothy?
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Strong in the grace that's in Christ. Go ahead.
In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
The things, I want to back up. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. It's not wimpy. It's not wimpy talk. It's strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And Paul says to Timothy, the things that he had taught him and the others, commit those teachings to faithful men that they may be able to teach others. You see, this is the way the church is built up. In Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And they're putting the church for the perfecting of the saints, male and female, perfecting them for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, build itself up. The church builds itself, and every member has its function, everyone, and if they all obey God, and they will, or they'll be cut out, they obey God, the church just keeps building itself up, 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 up in America. That's what's going on. And throughout the world, those that hear this ministry, hear the gospel, and the worship and praise, ministering the song, they're being built up every day and stronger in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Let's move on.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
That's one that most people don't like. But it says, endure hardness. Hardness. As a good soldier. A good soldier in Christ Jesus. Move on.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
Read those two verses again.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life.
Did you hear that? No man that warreth, a good warfare, entangles himself with the affairs of this life. This is difficult for people to do, to separate themselves unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not be entangled with the affairs of the world. It won't work, folks. You cannot do both. You'll have to make a much greater commitment to the Lord than you ever wanted to. But you will have to if you're going to obey God and if you're going to survive these days that we're living in now. Let's move on.
That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
You got to please God, please Jehovah, that has chosen you and I to be a soldier. You cannot please man. You cannot please man and be a servant of Jesus Christ. Next.
And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
If a man strive for mastery, he will not receive his crown unless he strives lawfully. That's not the Ten Commandments. That's taking up your cross daily and following Jesus. John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice. You'll have to hear Jesus with your ear, and you'll hear it in your spirit, and you'll have to follow him daily to do his will. Folks, we are living in the last days. Don't kid yourself. We're living in the last days. Truth faileth. Truth faileth. Truth of God will not fail. It will overcome. Let's move on.
The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits.
That's a verse right there that few people understand. I recall being in Argyle back in the 70s, and God had placed me there, led me out to be tempted of the devil, proved me, showed me what was in my heart, and whether I would keep his commandments or not. That's Deuteronomy 8. And I could see that before a person could labor in the vineyard, in God's body, in the body of Christ, before that person could labor, they had to be a partaker of what?
Of the fruits.
Of the fruits. Yeah. Before you can labor, you'll have to be a partaker of the fruits. Fruits of the Spirit and walk in the gospel, in the power of God, ministering the power of God to the darkness of this world, casting out devils, healing the sick, cleansing lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. Great resistance to say it that. Great resistance. Because devils don't like to be cast out. They don't like it at all. They say, you can find this in the book of Mark chapter 1, let us alone. Let us alone, they said to Jesus. Devils say, let us alone. They said that to me too. I don't pay attention to them. No. The devil tells me to let him alone. I said, what'd you say? Be still. Come out in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm glad to leave me alone. I don't want to leave you alone. God sent me to deal with you, to minister to you, set you free. So don't expect me to leave you alone. I love God. That's why I do his commandments. Next.
Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
This verse of scripture, God ministered to me in the early 70s in Argyle, Texas. That's just over one county to the west. And it was an amazing statement. It says to me, consider what Paul was saying in his writings, and God would give you understanding in all things. You have to consider what the Word of God says. You have to look at it with your eyes. Consider with your mind. and your heart. Consider what it says, what the scripture states, believing that God will give you understanding in all things. You can't just look at it and read it once. There are verses you'll get that way, but there are many that you will have to look at it, consider what it says. I was looking at a verse of scripture once, and the Lord said to me, "Doyle, that's all there is to that verse. You've got all that it says." I said, "Well, thank you." I wasn't sure. You know what that verse was? Galatians 2:20. "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." I thought, this is too much. There's something deep here. No, it means what it says. And Jesus said so. And I got it. Let's move on.
Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
Jesus Christ, seed of David, raised from the dead by the gospel. You know, Jesus, the gospel raised Jesus from the dead. Did you know that? Bob, would you read that verse again?
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
Amen. Next, move on.
Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds.
Suffer trouble as an evildoer. Amen. Have I not meant that one? Oh, they've said all kinds of things about me. All kinds of things. Written wicked letters about me, lied about me. I'm not moved by any of them. They could not stop me. You cannot stop a servant of God. But I've been called an evildoer by many. I just go on. Next.
Even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound.
Now, even unto bonds, Paul ended up in jail. But because obeying God, I was arrested once falsely for casting the devil out of a woman. Next.
Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may...
Do all things for the elect's sake?
Yes.
That sounds cool. Let's go.
That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
That's the main purpose, that everyone obtains salvation in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Next.
It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
If we be dead with him, we'll also live with him.
If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
If we suffer, we'll also reign with him.
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
If we deny him, he will also deny us.
If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful.
If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful.
He cannot deny himself.
He cannot deny himself. Next.
Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit.
Strive not about words to no profit. None. Don't get in strife over words. Next.
But to the subverting of the hearers.
Right. If you strive, it'll subvert the hearers every time. Go ahead.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Hear this? Study to show yourself approved. Study what? The word, the written word. You don't need somebody's book. Get you a Bible. Get a King James. Oh, no, I don't like that. Well, I'll tell you what, get the New International. Well, come on. Get the New International. Forget the King James. But if you're wise, you'll take them both. And God will give you understanding. Study to show thyself approved, a workman. Is that what it said?
A workman.
That needeth not be ashamed?
Right.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. Is that what that
is? That's right, yeah.
Amen. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Next.
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they'll increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker.
Vain babbling, their words eat as a canker. That word is gangrene. Next.
Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some.
Go ahead. I'm not going to comment. Go on.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen. Go on.
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
Amen.
If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Amen.
Flee also youthful lust.
Hallelujah.
But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid,
Amen.
Knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And that's it.
In 2004, Terry Bye told Lisa, he read those very verses to her in the presence of 8 or 9 of us. And he said, Lisa, this is what has happened to you. I agreed with him 100%. She got so angry at me because I wouldn't say he was wrong. No. The devil took her captive at his will because of her pride. That's what happens, folks. A lot have happened the same thing. You know what's interesting about those verses? They can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Is that what that says?
Yeah.
See, nobody can get you out. No, it's up to you. It's up to you. Humble yourself, read those scriptures, consider them, and watch God get you out of the devil's snare that took you over. Lisa, I'm talking to you.